Meet, greet, and buy. Loving in the present. Meet, greet, and buy is a 2025 Filipino family film. This lighthearted melodrama is about loving as if there's no tomorrow and, in some ways, as if there were no yesterday. Director Cathy Garcia-Sampana seems to say that it's pointless to brood over what might have been. In loving each other, families are better off giving their best to what is. They're then well-placed to shape what can be. Single mother Ma Baby Lopez Facundo dotes on her family. It's unclear whether her husband has passed away or is merely estranged. Bachelor son Brad runs a roast pig business from Ma's yard. Music-loving son Leo lives with his fiancé and son. Granddaughter Jerry has just landed a job after graduating from college. Jerry's estranged widower father, Chris, has just flown down from the United States, where he runs a restaurant with his girlfriend. Chris has ostensibly come for Jerry's graduation, but he's also hoping to squeeze out a loan from Ma to tide over business debts. Unfortunately, Ma's cancer is back, so the family must choose how to treat her. Shall it be naturally but with nauseating remedies or with the dreaded chemotherapy she loathes almost as much? The trouble is that fun-loving Ma believes a ticket to a prized fan meet with her Korean pop idol Park Seo-joon will cure her troubles. With the craze for meet the celebrity tickets at an all-time high, that's easier said than done. Suddenly, imminent death serves as a placeholder for the family to gauge how generous or greedy they've been, and still are, with their love. They become aware of the threat of Ma's warm, welcoming presence abruptly disappearing. This forces her children and grandchild to reevaluate their priorities. As they assess how treasured their relationships with her are, they're compelled to discover how treasured their relationships with each other ought to be. Small things, surprisingly, matter much more. Now, there appears to be so little time for a second chance, and they're forced to weigh how they've used their first chances. Brad usually bears the driving duties. When he's occupied elsewhere, Chris must pick Jerry up from work. Now, a simple drive home can be an opportunity for father and daughter to better understand each other. Or it might drive, as it were, another wedge between them, forcing them further apart. Jerry is forced to ask herself how she'll respond to her father's question of genuine concern, his smile, and his gentle nod. Chris is forced to ask himself how he'll react to his daughter's sarcastic reply, her unprovoked silence, and her smirk. Garcia-Sampana's point here is that everyone has scars. Many of us pick them up as children, siblings, spouses, parents, or grandparents. If those scars seem uniquely deep to us or simply unique, we're missing a trick. Without our knowing it, many others bear their own scars. They could be confronting similar loneliness, rejection, betrayal, or simple indifference. Some just hide it better, caring deeply. Ma's beloved children and granddaughter care deeply. They've inherited that from her. Beneath their jibes and jabs, they want to make things easier, not harder, for each other. However, hurt feelings and bitter memories get in the way. Ma learns that lesson, too. Brad's a nurse, so he tends to Ma at her bedside. In one scene, she's lying there, exhausted from vomiting, from hair loss, and from the toll all her meds are taking on her. Her eyes are open. Brad wonders if her seemingly empty gaze is, in fact, a silent plea for him to ease some pain. He asks, "Do you need anything?" She replies, "I'm just trying to memorize your face because I don't ever want to forget you." In that moment, Ma is thinking about how the sheer frenzy of running a home and raising a family for so many years may have robbed her of precious moments with her children. Chris figures the dollars he sends home entitle him to call the shots when he visits, however briefly. Brad's rejoinder is a wake-up call. Love is about being present to say a wholehearted yes to a genuine need when others say no. It's also about being present enough to say a firm no to a harmful indulgence when others say yes. The film's title italicizes the word buy, perhaps hinting that those in transactional relationships look forward to an eventual parting. Not so for those whose relationships are deep. There, each meeting and each greeting is treasured, as if there'll never be another. Check the Internet Movie Database website for plot summary, cast, reviews, and ratings. You can watch Meet, Greet, and Buy in theaters or on Netflix. These reflective articles may interest parents, caretakers, or educators of young adults, seeking great movies to watch together or recommend. They're about films that, when viewed thoughtfully, nudge young people to be better versions of themselves. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.